A lot of podcasts use their last episode of the year to look back the way they came. Here, we just look forward to more good music. Welcome to Hypnagogue Podcast 372, the last show of 2022, and it's just like most shows this year, full of the best in ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm not afraid to die. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
What better way to close out the year than with some beautiful music from Tom Eaton? In fact, what better way to close out the year than with, holy cow, 17 tracks of delicious music here on the Hypnagogue podcast. And it was an uninterrupted ride, too. I gave you that as well for this end-of-year episode. And let me just say, because we have this discussion often, talking versus non-talking, I have listened to some other podcasts over the last few months, and may I just say, you people have it pretty good, okay? Because there are some where after every song breaks in. Sometimes Mr. Shanahan jumps in the middle of the show. Heaven forbid. You have it pretty good. I'm just saying. And I'm not that hard to listen to, so cut me some slack. All right, let's talk about the music, shall we? Because there's a bunch of it, and I'm going to try to get through it all without too much distraction. We started with Purple Android from the Irrational Hero release with Anguilliform, which Merriam-Webster tells us is descriptive of having the qualities of an eel. There, see, there's, you also get lessons when you listen to the Hypnagogue podcast. Who else bothers to educate you like this? Now you can look at someone and go, you're looking particularly Anguilliform today. And they'll say thank you. After Purple Android, it was Corbin with Calculating Colors from the Sun Variants release. Got a new one from San Mateo called Experavit Luminaria. Yeah, I could go look up the Latin on that too, but you can do that yourself. And that track was called Interoception. Then it was Sven Laux and Fion from an album called Tomorrow Everything Could Be Different. And that track was There Was No Togetherness. How sad. Bette Butler and Joel Dilley after that from a beautiful album called Gracia, and that was Where We Go From Here. And something about that kind of put me in mind of some sort of Middle Eastern influences, which put me in mind of an album I've been sitting on for a while by Samer Fanek. It is called Call of the Desert, and we heard Desert Rush. After that, Sharon Fendrick with Dryads Rejoice from Sapphire Oak. Joseph L. Young told us about the
Secrets of Stone.
Yeah, I couldn't help it. I went to the Echo. And that is from
Into the Unknown.
It's been a long day when I'm recording this, so I'm just trying to enjoy myself. After that, Many Pretty Blooms with Spurious Realities from Bow and Clatter. Bow and Clatter or Bow and Clatter? You decide. Then it was Emmy, E-M-M-E, with New Dawn by the Lake. I kind of like that very sort of proggy feel to that piece. Really caught me by the ear and made me put it in here. And that track was called, excuse me, that album is Talking to the Spheres. Federico Moscone slowed things down for us after that with A Rainy Picture from Outdoor Melodies. Absolutely a luscious album. Very beautiful. Also, this one, Isaiah Rizzo's Between Light and Shadow, what a wonderfully moving piano album. That track was called Mother. After that, Fred Batty, B-A-T-Y, Batty, Batty, you decide, with Into the Past from his guitar album, The Upper Air. Matt Christensen and P.M. Tumala after that with Yellow 4 from Yellow Works. Excedra gave us Obelisk from Time and Emotion. A gentleman whose name I am going to mispronounce came next. Jacek Doroshenko. That was Synthetic Skin from the Body Fullness release. And as mentioned, we closed out with a local boy. Local to me anyway. Semi-local. He's like an hour up the road. Tom Eaton with The Invisible Shore from his album Shades of Fog. Well, I'm not going to do a big end-of-year spiel about how I appreciate you listening, because you know that I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you coming back every 2 weeks to listen some more. And I'm not going to talk about how much I appreciate the musicians for sending the music, because musicians, you know that I appreciate you sending me music and keeping me in just amazing, intriguing stuff that expands my horizons as a listener and gives me the opportunity to share that outwards to my lovely audience So thank you all for being here. It's been a good year, certainly better than 2021 and 2020. I just keep doing this thing because you keep listening, and I appreciate that. So thank you, and come on back in 2 weeks. It will be 2023. We'll launch into a whole new year full of music. It's going to be great. I've got a lot of stuff to share with you. And until that time, first off, take care of yourselves over the turn of the year, and I bid you all peace and power.